Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and Marvel decided to drop the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer. We're going to talk to the man who is your idol, the highest title, numero uno. He's not a Puerto Rican, but he's speaking so that, you know, giving you the gift of speech, Big Mike. What lesson did Marvel teach?
What the hell is up with you, these damn intros?
You already know what Marvel taught. Smart fucking decisions. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. My reaction to the trailer is I thought it was good. I think it answers a few questions, but I did see online it left a lot of people confused. Where Peter is, how things are going, how Aunt May has accepted his role as Spider-Man, obviously. They moved it out of New York, which I thought was interesting because you're used to seeing Spider-Man always on the mainland in the U.S., and that's usually primarily the setting. So to see him go overseas or someplace different in a different environment on his own, I think is interesting. You did see Nick Fury, so you already know he's around. And I think more importantly than anything, the action looked good. And Mysterio, to me, looks extremely accurate.
Thought he was going to look cheesy as hell, but he looked good.
Like I said, when you got the reference material, there's no excuse to get it wrong. And so Marvel, to me, got Mysterio's look right. There were multiple Spider-Man suits in the trailer. There's little Easter eggs in here. And again, Marvel just does things right. They take the formula that's already working, and they're sticking with it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So I'm looking at Captain Marvel to be good. We're officially 100 days to Endgame, which is going to shut everything down. And then when we move forward, Spider-Man is going to kick it off.
But Keith, what did you think about the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer?
Well, it's good to see the creative team back together and everything, but I don't know what was up with Mysterio there. That was not what I was expecting. I'm not one of those type of people that's always got to be exactly like the comic books and stuff in terms of his costume and everything, but I don't know what's going on. Ultimate Spider-Man throwback with Nick Fury popping up, kind of tasking Spider-Man to do stuff and everything, but it looks pretty good and everything, but I'm like, what's up with Mysterio there? Like, looked like he was helping out. It doesn't make sense. I must have missed something in terms in the last 10 years or so with the character. I guess is he a good guy now? Is he an anti-hero? What's up? But I mean, it's Marvel, and the last Spider-Man movie was pretty damn good. I enjoyed it. So that's telling. And it's also telling that there's no Tony Stark or anyone else mentioned. So kind of like why it's up.
Well, Happy is mentioned. So.
Well, yeah, Happy's there. But at the same time, it was kind of featured in the first movie and stuff. And it looks like a segue into Samuel Jackson, Nick Fury kind of taking up the reins and guiding young Peter Parker, being a hero and everything. It looks pretty interesting. It's a little spoilery, though. I mean, you know that they're going to come back, that most of the heroes in some way is going to come back. Like, the whole Thanos snap is going to get undone some kind of way. I remember I sent the text out, and James, there was some confusion there. He was like, does it take place before the Avengers 3, or when does this happen? So I liked it. I'm looking forward to it. And it's this is summer, right? July or June?
July 5th.
All right. So, Matt.
I like the trailer. I think the one thing I like about the Spider-Man direction is that they are sticking with the high school theme. Hopefully they stick with it and they don't grow them up too soon with the job. I think the one thing that I didn't like too much is that they showed Nick Fury coming back, which for me, it's like, all right, did we know it? Yeah, did we, you know. Could have they hidden him and then he surprised? I thought that would have been probably a better play. The action scenes are very well shown without showing too much. As far as the Easter eggs, I don't know if you paid attention to his suitcase. It had the initials of his Uncle Ben.
Yeah, Ben Parker.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Like Mike said earlier, they did it well. Pleasantly surprised. Hope they don't show any more than they already have, because I think especially with the age of the internet that we're starting to get too much plot info about a movie prior to the movie being shown, whether it's trailer or all the wonderful YouTube videos that are out there. I'm looking forward to it. I think is this phase 4? Is this correct? The start of phase 4 after Infinity War? Can anyone confirm?
It is, but just so everybody knows, Far From Home actually takes place before Infinity War. That's why Nick Fury is still around.
I already announced it.
They announced this a few months ago before the Comic-Con in Brazil.
When I said that, Keith was like, no. I'm like,
so Feige said all this happens before Infinity War. That's why Peter's alive. That's why Happy's alive. Nick Fury's there. Everybody's there. Everybody getting the snap happens after that movie occurs. So don't look at it as It's in order by when the movies come out. That has nothing to do with anything. This is completely separate from anything happening in Infinity War and all that. All that's going to happen after Far From Home ever occurs.
But I heard different that it occurs after Infinity War ends. So whether that means time travel, I have no idea. Again, there's conflicting stories. You hear one thing, I read another. I guess we'll find out when it comes around. And it'll probably provide better light as far as Nick Fury, what exactly or where exactly we are in the Marvel timeline.
Yeah, I could be wrong. Marvel could be trying to throw everybody for a loop. So
like they we'll see. Do. Which
yeah. is great. All right, James.
Well, I liked the trailer. I thought it was pretty good. Guy mentioned earlier when Mike was just discussing, Mysterio looked really good. Really good. Surprisingly good. I did not expect him to look as good as he did. I didn't know that it was announced a couple months ago that this took place before Infinity War, but I had that feeling for some reason because I'm just like, I don't see Marvel putting this trailer out now before Infinity War. I just don't think that's a good decision if it was that. But I'm going to trust Marvel. So I'm assuming that this is before Infinity War. And the reason why I say that is because they went on a field trip to somewhere. I think they went somewhere in Europe, I guess. I don't know. And then at the beginning of Infinity War, the kids are all on a school bus. They could be coming back from the trip, you know, coming from the airport. Well, I'm not going to say the airport, but it could just flow into that. So that's what I was thinking. It may not be confirmed, but that's what I was thinking. But outside of that, it looked really good. I'm looking forward to it because I'm just curious to see how they're going to use Jake Gyllenhaal. I'm interested. I'm kind of hyped a little bit. More so hyped than I am for Captain Marvel. Like Captain Marvel, I'm not looking forward to that shit at all, to be honest with you. I just...
Wasn't there a new trailer for that?
Yeah, and yeah. It did not increase my hype level.
Yeah, they only show like a couple little clips and call it a so-called exclusive look. But like I said, I think Marvel is at a point where they kind of said that promotion-wise, they're only going to show but so much for their trailers because they don't need to show a whole lot anymore. Like for Endgame, Feige said at the Golden Globes that the next trailer is basically going to be the same thing you already saw because they're not going to show anything outside of the first 15 minutes of the movie. And mind you, the first cut of the movie came in at 4 hours and they were trying to cut it down to like 3. So whatever we saw on the trailer literally occurs within the first 15 minutes. So we haven't seen anything really.
Interesting.
And so I think that's the same thing they're doing with Captain Marvel, which is interesting because she apparently is going to be a big role to play in Endgame. But I guess they're not trying to spoil anything until you see the movie to figure out what kind of role she's going to play and all that. So I said, Marvel's got their formula and it's working. So.
Would you keep it at that?
4 hours? No. I mean, at that point, you're testing people's patience. So at most
3 hours.
3 hours, people can sit in the theater for that. People will sit for that.
So from what I heard, they said the first cut came in about 4. They're trying to cut it down to 3. They're pretty confident it will be the longest Marvel movie to date. But they're pretty confident that even if it's 3, everybody's saying it's a mind-blowing 3 hours. It's going to be like Infinity War. You sat there for 2.5. You didn't know it.
Yeah.
So,
well, I like the trailer. I think that Jake Gyllenhaal is the second best actor of our generation next to Oscar Isaac. His suit did look good, and he is probably maybe the corniest Spider-Man villain. Think that they make it work, and Marvel will find a way to make this sensible and make it relatable compared to the stuff that DC does, which is over the top most of the time, except for Aquaman. But we'll see. I mean, I'm the type of person that I'll watch this trailer and will try to tune out everything else because I don't want the movie ruined for me. That's what I did for Infinity War. I just kind of shut myself off at some point so I can enjoy what should be coming.